Good evening and welcome to another exciting class here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center. Why do you say that, Dr. Walker? Because I'm like David. Every opportunity to be in God's presence is a privilege. It's not entitlement, it's a privilege. And I'm so thankful for our apostle, for this school of ministry, for the apostolic team that surrounds him to help him to fulfill his God-given destiny in this earth realm. The scriptures teach us if you are faithful in another man's house, God will give you your own. But you don't have to seek out your own. You could function in apostolic integrity, apostolic and supernatural advancement by reason of connection. This evening, we will be looking at chapter number 5 in your books, distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the realm of prophecy. Let us begin.
A.
Distinguishing between prophesying under the spirit of prophecy and having the resident gift of prophecy.
Those who prophesy under the spirit of prophecy,
they are dependent upon a conducive atmosphere
or
a conducive environment.
While
those who possess the resident gift are dependent upon their ability
to
hear and to receive from God.
Those
who prophesy under the spirit of prophecy, they do not prophesy as regularly
as
those who operate and, those who operate and who possess the resident gift. Now, remember, if you are born again, if you are born of God, you are born by the Spirit of God. So the new birth is depicted in the scriptures as being a well of water. Are you listening? A well of water. But because you're born of the Spirit, you could function in a conducive atmosphere. The Holy Spirit can come up on you and you can begin to prophesy. That's a lower level. The resident gift is when the well turns into a river. Means you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You possess the ability to stir up the gift because it's in you. You listening? And so those who possess the resident gift can prophesy more frequently because they are not dependent upon a what? Conducive atmosphere, but they are, let's use it and say, God possessed by the Spirit. How about that? Now, don't come telling me you can't stop because the scriptures teach us the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You listening? So when people start getting all crazy about they couldn't help themselves, no, don't worry about them. They outside the Bible. Go ahead, daughter.
Those who operate
under the spirit of prophecy, they are dependent upon the atmosphere
and
the prophetic unction that is present. Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they prophesy under a different
lower
level of prophetic anointing. And those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they are learning to move in the prophetic anointing.
It is at this level
that the church members can learn
to move into the operation to move into the operation of prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:31 says, notice that, for you may what? All prophesy, one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy, they can develop the prophetic flow until that prophetic flow becomes what? A resident gift.
This happens by observing the following.
This happens or occurs by observing the following.
Becoming more sensitive
to the inner working.
And to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
And communication with the Holy Spirit.
Prophesying more regularly.
Thus stirring up the gifting.
And creating an atmosphere
of faith.
For yourself.
This is participation in faith. Now, you know you have to have faith to prophesy. You listening? You have to have what?
Faith
to prophesy. See, you can't, you know, to please God, you got to have faith. You listening? You have to trust him. Go ahead, daughter.
Associating and
fellowshipping. We must learn to associate and to fellowship
with the prophetic ministers
and work in tandem with them. This is association with others.
And removing
the setbacks of fear
and ignorance.
And knowing and learning
how to move more frequently
into the prophetic realm.
This information
deals with what we have in our minds.
But revelation deals with
what we have inside of our spirits.
This is, in fact, revelation truth teaching.
B.
Distinguishing between the gift of prophecy
and a prophet's ministry.
Distinguishing between what?
The gift of prophecy
and the prophet's ministry.
The simple gift of prophecy
has often been confused
with the ministry
gift of the prophet.
All who prophesy,
they are not prophets.
But all prophets,
they must prophesy what?
Frequently,
because it is one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit
that is assigned to the ministry gift of the prophet.
You can't go around claiming to be something if you don't have the equipment.
You listening?
See, you have to be equipped
to function
in these various ministry,
notice what I say,
gifts.
You don't become an apostle because you've been preaching for 40 years.
It don't come by age.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
It don't come because you went to seminary,
school training.
None of these gifts,
I'm talking about ministry gifts,
that is given to the church by the head of the church,
the Lord Jesus Christ,
can be achieved are obtained.
You listening?
He is the one who gives the gifts.
And the scriptures teach us that the gifts and the callings of God are without what?
Repentance.
You listening?
Go ahead, child.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy
is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
To equip the believer
for effective service,
whereas the ministry of the prophet, Whereas the ministry of the prophet is one of the ministry gifts of Christ, which sets the believer into their specific ministry function in relationship to the body of Christ. The gifts that are listed in Romans chapter number 12, they are what? Motivational gifts. Let me give you a few of them. Mercy. Now, notice, these are motivational gifts, right? The inner workings that are within certain individuals. Mercy, prophecy, teaching, giving, exhortation, leadership, and service. These are all motivational gifts. You listening? They're in Romans chapter number 12. They are the things that causes an individual to do what they do. You know, you've often heard it said in a secular world, I would rather have somebody who's self-motivated. Thank you. Than to have to always push you to do something. Yes, sir. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 and 1 Corinthians 12, 27 and 28, we have the ministry gifts. Ministry gifts. The gifts that Jesus gave to the church and the gifts that the Father set in the church, which is the body of Christ, as it pleased him. Beginning first of all with the apostle, the prophet, thirdly teachers, and you know, you have the evangelist, and then you have the pastor. You listening? That's 1 Corinthians 12, 27, 28. Ephesians 4 and 11 say apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those are the five gifts given. But the gifts that are given were set in the church in a specific order because the church has to be built up on a foundation. The foundation of the church is the apostle and the prophet, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's Ephesians 2, 18 through 20. You listening? Okay, go ahead. The gifts in Romans 12 are motivational gifts. They are basic gifts. And they are basic gifts that motivate and mobilize the believer for what? Service. Motivational gifts. They are spiritual inclinations that is inside of the believer's spirit. And the motivational gifts, they are for the building up of the individual. The gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, these are charismatic gifts or gifts of the Holy Ghost. And these gifts of the Holy Ghost empower and they equip the believer for watch this, specific service. These gifts are resident operations of the Holy Spirit. And the charismatic gifts are for the building up of others. Notice that. Not the tearing down. See, that's when gifts are abused. See, thank you for your enthusiasm. You won't function as an apostle. The scriptures teach that an apostle, watch this, is a wise master builder. You listening? Go ahead, daughter. The gifts, which are listed in Ephesians 4 and 11, they are ministry gifts. They are gifts of Christ that ordains and anoints the believer to function in a specific dimension in Christ's ministry. These gifts are lifestyles, and they are also life messages, and they're also life examples of the resurrected Lord. The ministry gifts, they're for building up of the church. The gift of prophecy is only one of the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Whereas the ministry of the prophet is inseparable from the person. Read that again. The gift of prophecy is only one of the manifestations of the nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Whereas the ministry of the prophet is inseparable from the person. You understand that? You can't say, I'm going to receive the apostle and don't receive the man. Are you listening? You have to receive the man and the ministry. You can't say, I receive you as an apostle, but I don't like you. That's okay. That's what we do in the world today. See, the governments of the world are so out of order. God did not allow his people to put his mouth or their mouths on his gifts. That's a lesson that the church in 2024 need to understand and learn. These ministry gifts are sent to us by God. And no matter how you feel about them, you better watch your mouth. Then you start getting strong like that and people are like, what's wrong? No, I had a bad biscuit. There's just so much disrespect towards government in the world and in the church. We ought to respect these ministry gifts. Go ahead. Prophesying refers to the gift. And prophet refers to the man. All are exhorted to covet the gift of prophet. But all shouldn't covet to be prophets. Y'all know people come into the church. It's not just men. It's men and women. They come to the church and won't gravitate to the front. Are you listening? The ministry gifts are not for attention. They are for service. They carry great weight and responsibility. Go ahead. The gift of prophecy is restricted to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Whereby the prophet's prophetic ministry covers all the above and the following. Now, pay attention. The ministry gift of the prophet covers exhortation, edification, and comfort. That's prophecy. That's what prophesying does. You listening? But the ministry of the prophet covers that and these. Revelation. Say revelations. See, a prophet functions heavily in the revelational gifts. Y'all remember them? The revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Now, it is important to understand, and hopefully we'll get to this later on during the semester. There are so many people talking about the Lord have given me the spirit of discernment, when really it's the spirit of criticism. Lord ain't showed them nothing, because the discerning of spirits has nothing to do with people. It has to do with discerning in the realm of the spirit. And you cannot do that without the Holy Spirit. So we have people who say they have discernment and they just are fault finders. Busybodies. Well, the Lord has me discerning you.
Well, I'm discerning you. Shut the hell up. Okay, go ahead.
Revelations of the past.
Present. Future.
And the realms of the spirit.
Counsel. Counsel
of the ways and the workings
of the Holy Spirit.
Directions and guidance.
Into the plans and purposes of God.
And
predictions of the future plans,
purposes,
and even judgments of God are rendered by the ministry gift of the prophet. In the days of old, we don't see much of this too much today, you're listening, but get ready, fasten your seatbelts. You're listening? That which was first given is the last to be restored. You listening to me? Pay attention. These gifts, apostles and prophets, foundational gifts, are you listening? Are given to the church. Are you listening? And without those two foundational gifts, the church is functioning on three. What you call that when you shift? Gears. Thank you. You listening? God has shifted the church into apostolic ministry for these last days. That's why the ministry gift of the apostle is being restored in dimensions that have never been seen before. The power got to come back. Y'all can say what you want. I'm 65 years old. I've been around the church all my life. I saw the power, but then I also saw it wane. You know, it seems as though the farther we get out, the farther the church gets away from. You listening? But you can trace it to a lack of apostolic and prophetic ministry in the church at large. You listening? We're full of man-made religion and traditions, and we follow the organization more than God. Go ahead, daughter.
Mighty and higher gifts
are necessary
to place a person into the prophetic ministry. These four gifts.
They must be in constant operation
in a prophet's life.
I like to go in the order of the Bible. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. The discerning is really prophecy, then the discerning of spirits. But, you know, we'll take it. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, and prophecy. You listening? Go ahead.
The gift of prophecy
comes well down the list. In the order of importance
amongst the spiritual gifts,
whereas the prophetic ministry
is second among the list of ministry gifts.
Now that's Ephesians 4:11 and 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 and 10. Go ahead.
Discerning and judging prophecy
and revelations.
Only the prophecy of Scripture
is perfect and infallible.
However, this type of prophetic revelation
has ceased.
The fact that prophecy today
is open for judgment
proves its present
imperfect state.
Y'all got that?
You can't be running off with a prophecy as though it's perfect.
It's got to be judged.
Are you listening?
That's why so many in the body of Christ who call themselves prophets,
you can always tell
somebody's trying to, superfly,
trying to get over.
They don't want to be judged.
All prophecy must be judged.
Not only by the canon of Scripture,
but by other apostolic and prophetic ministries present. Are you listening? Stay away from parking lot prophets, phone prophets. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Bathroom prophets. Thank you. Always whispering to you what the Lord told him to tell you. You need to tell him, hold that. Bring that to the man of God. Let's see what you're working with. And if the man of God afraid of him, you're really in trouble. Because I've witnessed over 30 years of ministry, people trying to function, but I could tell immediately they're not in the spirit. They're in their soul. You cannot function in these ministry gifts to draw attention to yourself. And that's why you need government to keep you in line. Yes, Lord have mercy. And too many people ain't saying amen. Go ahead. The first reason for judging prophecy is because of the imperfect state of the channel through which the prophecy comes or is given. 1 Corinthians 13 and 9. For we know in part. We notice that. We know in what? Part. And we prophesy in part. That's why you can't run off with a prophecy. You only have part of. Are you listening? Yes, sir. If you had the fullness of, you wouldn't be walking by faith. Mm. Oh, Lord, that done shook some people up. He prophesied to me. Well, guess what? He only gave you a part of what God, the fullness is still in God. You listening? I'll be honest with you. If you really are a real man or woman of God, prophecy is a wonderful thing, but you got to do your part. Prophecy don't just automatically come to pass. It takes cooperation to follow the instruction. Prophecy must be saturated with prayer. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. The Lord said, thou shalt be an apostle. Really? Really? See, and that's where we get into trouble. We cannot follow man-made apostles and man-made prophets and man-made evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
A lot of these people have these things bestowed upon them because they're good friends with the minister. All right. Go ahead.
The gift itself.
The gift of prophecy itself is pure and holy.
But the water that flows out
from our tap
also carries
with it the impurities that are within the tap.
The purity of the prophecy
depends upon the degree
of the yieldedness
and the sensitivity
of
that vessel to God. That's why spending time with God is important. Matter of fact, I can show you some divine markings that very few people recognize and know. You listening? Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers should, oh, y'all ain't gonna like what I'm about to say. You listening? They're not gifts of popularity. It is through popularity that ministry have been watered down. We judge the potency and the powerfulness, you listening? And the success of a ministry based on numbers. Well, here's one for you. Jesus had 12. I don't hear nobody saying amen. Well, I got 35. I don't care if you have 50,000. I know a church down here say they had 13,000. Are you listening? Give me 5 members with a million and you keep your 13,000. Who giving a dollar and hollering about that dollar? Okay, go ahead.
We do not know
In what spiritual state
the person is in.
The person that is prophesying is in.
When prophesying.
Thus for our own safety.
We need to discern.
And judge the prophecy
that are given.
Now, how do we judge those prophecies that are given? They must be in line with the entire scope of the Bible, canon of Scripture. You listening? Because the canon of Scripture is the only perfect prophecy that's given. You listening? And there's no more scriptures being added to the Bible. All right? That's over and done with. You listening? Go ahead, daughter.
The second reason for judging
prophecy
is because the New Testament prophets
are functioning
and
they are operating
differently
than their Old Testament counterparts.
Old Testament prophecy
that was given through the prophets,
they became what?
The canon of Scripture, Old Testament prophecies. You listening? That was given, became the canon of Scripture. There's no New Testament apostle or prophet. You listening? That's adding to the canon of Scripture. You listening? The Scriptures is the only infallible and the only authoritative word of God. Any man or woman, any church that functions outside of the canon of Scripture eventually will go into error and demonic deception. Thank you for your enthusiasm. That's why this is nothing to play with. You can't just go and start a church. Actually, if a church is to be started properly, according to New Testament, you listening? You ought to be sent out instead of getting mad with your pastor and leave because he rebuked you. You couldn't handle correction, so you're a bastard. And you have an Absalom spirit. So y'all better read the Bible. I want to encourage you, read the whole Bible. Not just the New Testament. Read the whole Bible and you learn how these prophets function. So you won't be tripping. Go ahead.
New Testament prophecies.
They are judged today.
On the basis of the canon of Scripture.
The written word.
First Thessalonians chapter number 5.
Verses 20 and 21, they teach us by saying, despise not prophesyings. And then it goes on to say what? Prove all things. Well, if it says despise not prophesying, then it come back and say, prove all things. The prophecy got to be proven too.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Hold fast to that which is good.
And 1 John 4 and 1 tells us to try the spirits by the spirit. Go ahead.
These verses give unto us a clear indication
that the New Testament experience
involves judging,
discerning,
and retaining only that
which is good.
This process matures the believers
as they continually learn
to choose that which is good
and to discern that which is holy
and live by that
which proceeds from the what?
Mouth of God.
Now, it's also important to understand that when you read the Old Testament, are you listening? We just can't have the indication that people who got words from the Lord was not dealt with under the old covenant as well. Are you listening?
Are you listening? Because some people said things that God didn't say. So God had to bring clarity to his people, say, don't be afraid of them. Y'all understand, when you say you are prophesying, are you listening? Though you're prophesying in part, thank you for your enthusiasm, you're speaking on God's behalf. That's some serious stuff, huh? You know, if your boss don't want you misrepresenting them by saying stuff they didn't say, how much more does God don't want us telling people stuff? Watch what I'm about to say, that he did not tell us to tell them. Are you listening? When you walk up to a person and say, the Lord told me to tell you that, now either you're going to be found, you listening, speaking on God's behalf, or lying. Go ahead. D.
Seven ways.
To judge and to discern
prophetic revelation.
Number one,
judging the source of the prophecy. Where is it coming from?
The distinct qualifications
of one who would prophesy
is that he must receive a word
directly from God
into his spirit.
This factor distinguishes him
from the false prophets
who speaks out of
their own imagination or soul.
Jeremiah 23:21
is a reference, but we're going to keep moving.
Roah or Ra,
which both are derived
from the word seer,
means to look at
or to behold intently.
This word describes the seeing,
the perceiving,
or the receiving
of God's message.
This ability to receive
marks out the true prophet
from the false.
The scriptures teaches us
that a prophetic word
could possibly come
from three major sources.
Number one, through the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source.
The Holy Spirit is the only source
of a true prophetic word.
The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Greek word for moved
is pharaoh,
meaning to be born or to be carried along.
Are to be driven along by what?
Now, those of you who are familiar with scripture, it talks about
Jesus being led of the Spirit
into the wilderness
to be tempted of the devil.
But then another passage says
he was driven.
Only the Holy Spirit can carry you and drive you.
Are you listening?
That's who you want carrying and drive you, him.
Are you listening?
He's the wind.
Let him blow.
Go ahead.
Number two.
Through the human spirit.
These are the ones speaking.
Out of their own heart.
When our minds.
Which is the place of expression.
For our human spirits.
Is set upon the Holy Spirit.
The thoughts that are communicated.
All right, start it from the top.
Through the human spirit,
these are the ones that are speaking out of their own hearts
when our minds,
which is the place of expression
for our human spirits,
is set upon the Holy Spirit.
The thoughts that are communicated,
they are often filtered
from evil and demonic influences
when our human spirits
and minds
are acting acting independently of the Holy Spirit's revelation and the Holy Spirit's inspiration, that prophetic word should be discarded. It is contaminated by another source. It's normally a deceiving or a lying spirit. Well, we will end this session and we'll be back next week to further take you into distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the realm of prophecy. Enjoy your evening.